All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, Bill, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I met this girl at one of my karate classes, so I teach karate. And she seemed really chill, and her son is exceptionally good at karate. He's 10 or 11 years old.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm hitting off with this kid's mom, and then we go out on a date.
Wait, you asked the mother of one of your students out?
Yeah.
And that's
check you
why.
Out. No, that's. I think that's good. Why not?
I mean, it's good, but I mean, that's just.
I mean, no, I know what you're saying. It could pose some potential risks and issues.
It could pose a lot of risks.
But, I mean, listen, you also got to look at it at the hopeless romantic thing, you know?
All right, here
maybe
we go.
Fate brought them together.
Melissa's picturing a Netflix romantic comedy. All right. It's okay. We'll skip over that part. Okay, so then what happened?
Well, for the record, she kind of, you know, was asking me, so.
Oh, okay.
So we went out on a couple dates, and, you know, I said I'll give your son a couple lessons, so I would always go down to the basement with her son. Give him a little bit of training because he's exceptionally good and he has a lot of potential.
I'm starting to think that she was just using you to get free lessons for her son, but go ahead. Continue.
You're going right there, aren't you?
I'll let him finish his story and I already have like a million scenarios running through my head. I'm sorry, Bill. Keep going.
So, yeah, we went on a couple days, couple lessons, and now she just won't return my calls or my texts.
And what about in class? Has she brought him to class or...
No, unfortunately, I haven't been able to teach the last week and a half, so I don't even know if she's bringing her son in or what.
Oh. All right, well, we'll just try and figure this out for you.
This is Janet.
Hi, Janet. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain to you why?
Okay. I was totally waiting for a call from my contractor. I don't have time. I'm sorry.
No. Listen, if your contractor calls, that's fine. You could take his call. Can I just explain this is very quickly why we're calling you? We got your phone number from somebody.
Wait, who is this?
Because it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. But we got your number from a gentleman who wanted us to call you because it's a guy that you know, and I'm going to tell you his name. But basically, he'd like to ask you out on a date. And if you say yes, we'll pay for the whole thing.
A radio station wants to send me on a date? I don't know about that.
No. What? So it's a guy that it's, we're not just calling you
that?
Up with like a random dude. I'll tell you the guy's name. You know him. If you say yes to the date, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. He told us that you have a son. We'll pay for a babysitter if you want. Whatever it is. Like, let me just tell you the guy's name.
Okay.
So his name is Bill, and you guys already hung out before.
Oh, sensei?
Yes.
Okay, why are you laughing?
You know who we're talking about. Hey, on the bright side, she's not going, ew, gross, that guy's a piece of shit. Is there a reason why you're laughing when we said Bill?
Oh, because I don't need a boy. I need a man.
You need a man. Okay, can you explain?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well,
this one's a child.
Oh, he's a child. Okay, well, he told us that you guys went out a couple good dates. Last time you hung out, you guys had dinner. Everything went well, but he said he hasn't heard from you since, and he hasn't been, he hasn't seen you in class. But he hasn't been to class, so he doesn't know if you've been going to class with your son.
Yeah, did he tell you why he hasn't been to class?
No, he didn't tell us why he hasn't been to class. Why? Now, why am I laughing? I don't even know what you're going to say.
Because my 9-year-old Shide kicked him through a wall. So here's what happened.
Wait, what? He side kicked him through a wall?
Okay, so the last time we went out, we came back to the house, and he and my son were training downstairs.
Yeah.
And so I felt, you know, I'll just go run some errands.
Okay.
And when I get back, this guy's gone.
Yeah.
And my kid is, like, hiding out in his room, headphones and all.
Uh-huh.
And I go downstairs, and I'm like, what? There's, like, this huge wall of boxes that are not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to put everything back where it goes. And there's a giant hole in my wall. And so I'm like, what the hell is there a hole in my wall? So I go upstairs. I have cameras downstairs. So,
yeah.
You know, I can watch the kids. And so I play back what happened. And there's like this grown man flying through the wall from the other side. It's insane.
What? So he just goes flying through the wall? Yo,
let me just say something.
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm sorry, Janet. Bill's on the phone, and he heard what you said.
No, please let him explain.
I need to hear this. So, Bill, a 9-year-old kicked you through a wall?
He looks more like 11 or 10, first of all. He's big for his age.
Okay.
And he didn't kick me through a wall. I fell.
Yes. Okay.
He's working on
counterbalance strikes right now. So he's doing what he should be doing. That's part of the lessons, okay?
Okay.
So look, he's a kid. He's a kid, so I'm taking it easy on him. Obviously, I'm not going to be, you know, full power on a 9-year-old.
Right.
So I was just taking it easy on it, playing the defense. You know, just blocking blows, and he did this counterbalance thing that threw me off my balance, which is good, but then I fell into the wall, not through the wall, Janet, okay? And it's just sheetrock, you know, like, I could have fixed this sheetrock, no problem, but he didn't call me back. He didn't answer my text, so why?
So
why? Is that a real question?
It's not even a big deal. I mean, he's...
You did not fall through anything. You shot through my wall like the Kool-Aid man. It was almost like...
And she has it on video.
Not enough studs.
Out of a
not
kid.
Enough studs
yeah,
on
I'm
that
proof.
Wall.
Yo. This is hilarious. Hold on. I need to ask something. Bill, is that why you haven't been to class? Like, because you got hurt, or...
My kid bruised his ribs. So my 9-year-old bruised his ribs. He told everybody he fell down the stairs. Everybody at school thinks he fell down the stairs. It's hilarious.
So, Bill, you lied?
I shouldn't be giving lessons outside of the dojo anyway. Let me just go ahead and just say I was tired. You know, I've been training all day with my other students, so... I didn't stretch properly, so it did lead to some bruising in my ribs.
Yes,
and,
you're
you know,
right.
We just got a lucky shot at, you know?
Right. He did say in the beginning that your son was extremely talented in martial arts. Okay, so listen.
He's got a good teacher. I mean,
yeah,
come on.
So listen, this is a funny, it's a JK, it's an LOL. I mean, Bill will pay for the wall, I'm sure, right, Bill?
I'll pay for the wall, yeah, of course.
Yeah, Janice, so there you go. Would you give him another date?
Not even. It's not about the wall. It's the fact that he's a p.
Wow.
Fell through the wall.
Look at her. She's like taunting him. I can't.
Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us. Zahara Cannabis is Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.